Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
You picked a fun one to be at. We have a legendary lineup for you tonight, a Ringo Starr-studded show, one of the Beatles. Ringo Starr is here to save us. And we have American royalty in the building tonight, too, Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and the Doobie Brothers with Tom Johnston and Michael McDonald. Now, I'll say something. Personally, Cleto and I have been looking forward to this since we were like 12 years old. So, since we wore socks pulled all the way up to our knees. So, we will get two songs from the Doobies tonight. What a night. And what a magical time of year this is. The smell of pumpkin spice is everywhere, literally everywhere. I read this today. A team of research scientists looked into why this pumpkin spice is so popular. It turns out it's not because of the taste, it's because of the smell. They say the smell of pumpkin spice conjures up fond and familiar memories of Thanksgiving and holidays. It's interesting. They should put it in the vaccine. They really, right? I mean, why not? Pfizer should start offering shots of pumpkin spice. This is interesting too. Do you know pumpkin spice contains zero pumpkin? There's no, the typical pumpkin spice mixture is made of cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, sporty spice, baby spice, and scary spice. No pumpkin. And now it's in everything we eat and drink. Every year, more companies get on the pumpkin spice train. There are now pumpkin spice Twinkies. There's pumpkin spice mac and cheese. There's pumpkin spice cup of noodles. Even pumpkin spice dog treats. I don't think you need seasonal flavors to woo an animal that eats its own poop. I really don't. Of course, everyone's new favorite holiday beverage, Bud Light Pumpkin Spice Seltzer, which we're getting drunk tonight, Grandma. Hey, remember a couple years ago, there was that bombshell New York Times article that showed us how Donald Trump avoided paying income tax? Well, Darth Vader is now suing both the New York Times and his niece, Mary Trump, for making his financial records public. His lawsuit claims Mary Trump, his niece, was motivated by, quote, a personal vendetta and the desire to gain fame, notoriety, acclaim, and a financial windfall, which are the same reasons he ran for president. It was on his... Of course, by filing this lawsuit, Trump has now basically confirmed that the tax returns the Times published really were his. You probably remember they showed that he isn't a self-made billionaire. In fact, he inherited over $400 million and paid basically no taxes for 10 years. He paid $750 in tax the year he won the presidency and another $750 his first year in office. And he's suing her. That's right. He's suing the real victim is the guy who lost $1 billion while pretending to be a self-made tycoon in Pizza Hut commercials. The only thing self-made about Donald Trump are his orgasms. Come on, man. Ringo is here. You better be on top of it. This will get Trump excited in his golf pants. According to the new Gallup poll, President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low. It is now down to 43%, which isn't great. 43% is when you start looking around for a phone charger. A majority of Americans disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. Thankfully, at his age, he'll remember none of this. It'll be... New York, they're trying now to encourage more commuters to wear masks on the subway. The MTA is now giving away millions of free masks, which is not only good news for preventing COVID, it's also great for those who don't want to see the full face of the guy masturbating across from them. Now, getting people to wear masks is a problem anywhere you go when you're traveling, especially on airplanes. So far this year, there have been more than 3,000 reported incidents of unruly passengers refusing to wear masks on the plane. It's funny, a few years ago, we didn't think there was any way airplane travel could get worse. Oh boy, were we wrong on that. But here's how it should go. If you refuse to wear a mask, the flight attendant gets to roll down your window at 8,000 feet.
Remember, you can catch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.